Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, a shooting on campus at Morgan State University in Baltimore leaves 5 people hurt. The decision from police to lift a shelter-in-place order, even though the shooter or shooters have not been found.
The House of Representatives needs to find a new leader after the historic ousting of Kevin McCarthy. The next steps lawmakers need to take before they can appoint his replacement.
And it's another warm afternoon with temperatures in the 80s today, but this cold front drops our temperatures this weekend and it brings some rain. I'll have the timeline for the rain coming up.
And this morning, you can expect to see thousands of students and parents across the triangle walking or biking to school today. Just ahead, I'll explain the big push for safer routes.
And the weather will be pleasant for all those students and families walking to school this morning. Hello, everyone. Great to have you with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along. And that roll or ride to school is going to be pretty sweet out there. Be careful. There'll be a lot more folks out and about this morning. You'll notice it. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with what's ahead.
It'll be pretty nice for the walk or the ride or the roll to school, but just be careful because there could be some patchy fog in a few spots this morning. Not seeing any of that here in downtown Raleigh right now. We have mostly clear skies. We have improvement in the visibility in Rocky Mount right now, back up to 8 miles. Previously, it was down to 1/4 mile, 3/4 mile visibility in Roxborough. I'd expect some patchy fog through the morning commute. So again, just be careful, especially close to those schools. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s, feeling great outside. It's 52 in Roxborough, 57 in Rocky Mount, 60 in Raleigh and Durham, it's 60 in Fayetteville. Futurecast today, it's going to stay dry. We'll have mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, but it will be another warm afternoon after this mild, comfortable start. As the kids come home in the afternoon, we'll have plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. We get down into the 40s over the weekend. I'll show you when that happens. Coming up, Brian.
601 right now, Amy, and this morning we've been watching a crash on US 1 northbound in Cary. This is right around the Kildare Farm Road Bridge. So coming in from 64 Tryon Road back toward Cary Parkway. You can see that activity there blocking the right lane. We're not seeing any big delays right now, but a reminder about North Carolina's move over law. You do need to move over at least one lane as you head through that area coming in from Apex through Cary this morning. Once you get beyond that, everything's looking fine heading into Raleigh. Quiet around the rest of the triangle right now, but I am watching some construction-related delays in Alamance County right around Mebane. So heading out of Alamance County into Orange County, a little bit of a slowdown right now on 40 eastbound.
More breaking news. The search for the person or people responsible in a shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore is growing. In a news conference just before 2 this morning, police said they were unable to locate a suspect after 5 people were shot last night. Of the 5 people who were shot, 4 were students. All are between the ages of 18 and 22. They are all expected to recover. Students were leaving a homecoming coronation ceremony on campus when the shots were fired. There are no classes at the school today, and counselors are being made available to students who need help coping with the trauma. The call for shots fired went out at around 9:25 last night. Officials say the first campus alert went out at 9:30, and several more were issued throughout the night. At 11:45, campus police determined this was no longer an active shooter situation. And at 12:30 this morning, the shelter in place on campus was lifted after police say they thoroughly searched the dorm they thought the shooter had entered but did not find anyone. Baltimore's mayor says more needs to be done to curb gun violence.
The same way that we got serious about people dying from cigarette cancer, the same way that we got serious about people dying in car accidents and we mandated seatbelts, we have to get serious about guns.
Police say the shooting happened outside, but shattered windows in a dorm made them believe someone may have been shooting from the inside. They have not said if they have a suspect in mind or if they know why these shootings happened.
Breaking news we are following. A construction worker is in the hospital after an early morning crash on I-540. This happened about 2:45 this morning near Leesville Road. The Durham Fire Department says a car crashed into construction equipment there, and the worker operating that equipment is the one who was hurt. We're working to learn the extent of injuries. The driver stayed on the scene. You will be seeing more kids walking or riding their bikes to school this morning. Students across the triangle are getting to school in a different way as part of the walk and roll to school day. WRAL's Laura Levine is in Raleigh, and Laura, part of an effort to encourage safety and also some physical activity this morning.
Yeah, Jeff, we can expect to see those students and parents with a little extra pep in their step today. Right now, we are at Western Boulevard Presbyterian Church. This is where students and families with A.B. Combs Elementary School is. They're going to meet here this morning before they take off on Lorimer Road behind me and walk or roll to school this morning. For many students, school begins while traveling to school long before that first bell rings. A.B. Combs is just one of dozens of schools participating in this year's event, which highlights the importance of safe routes to school. Walk and Roll to School is an effort to commit to safe, efficient, and sustainable school travel and promotes physical activity. This comes a day after the school system has approved a new school policy on walking to school in Wake County. The new walking policy allows unsupervised walking for children in second grade and above. Given the district's ongoing bus driver shortage, it may also alleviate the crunch that Wake County Public Schools spaces and having enough operational buses to meet the needs of all students. A.B. Combs Elementary School, they're going to, again, meet here at the church beginning at 7:30 before that walk begins. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
The dust is settling this morning after a chaotic day at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House after a historic vote, and now the chamber is looking for new leadership. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry is serving as the acting House Speaker in the immediate aftermath of McCarthy's removal. He is one of several potential candidates for an upcoming vote for the next Speaker, which House Republicans say could be up to a week away.
Renee, yesterday's vote marks the first time in U.S. history a Speaker of the House has been voted out of office. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz called for the vote after McCarthy negotiated with Democrats on a bill to temporarily avoid a government shutdown. Speaking after the vote, McCarthy said he doesn't regret at all what he did.
Our government is designed to find compromise. I don't regret my efforts to build coalitions and find solutions. I was raised to solve problems, not create.
McCarthy says he will not be trying to reclaim his post as House Speaker. When asked by a reporter if he plans to remain a member of Congress, he said, quote, I'll look at that.
Breaking news this morning in Raleigh. We've learned from police a deer is to blame for a multi-vehicle crash. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on scene late last night. Officers say it happened just after 11 on I-540 near Glenwood Avenue. Lanes have since reopened. No injuries were reported.
The woman facing charges after a student brought a gun to a Raleigh elementary school will be back in court this morning. Princess Pittman is facing felony charge for helping a child bring a gun to school. This is video of her first court appearance last month, the day after that gun was found at Leadmine Elementary School. School administrators say the student brought the gun to school on September 12th to show it to classmates, not to cause harm. Investigators did not say what connection Pittman has to that student.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is the third biggest of all time. If there's a lucky winner, that ticket will be worth $1.2 billion. The lump sum cash value, $552 million. You can watch the drawing live tonight at 11 right here on WRAL.
Former President Donald Trump will be back in court today. We'll tell you why he was issued a gag order and new details about him taking the witness stand.
More drama on Capitol Hill involving former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the current interim House Speaker Patrick McHenry of North Carolina. Why McHenry is apparently breaking with tradition at Pelosi's expense. Let's get the meteorologist Amy Wilworth now shaping up to be another beautiful fall day.
Beautiful weather today, but we have a strong cold front that's headed our way, Ken, and it arrives over the weekend, brings a dramatic drop in temperatures, but first some rain. I'll have the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilm with M4 Elizabeth this morning. Pretty quiet out there, a little bit of patchy fog. Not seeing any of that here from our North Hills camera. It's mild outside this morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. 60 in Durham right now, 60 in Fayetteville, 58 in Clinton, 54 degrees right now in Sanford. So it's a mild start to the day. If you're walking to school with your kids this morning, temperatures are very comfortable in the upper 50s to low 60s this morning, headed to school with mainly clear skies. Again, a little bit of patchy fog, so just be careful as you're close to those school zones this morning. 81 this afternoon, so warming it up again today. 81 tomorrow with more clouds around. And then Friday, here comes some rain. I'll have the timeline for the rain and how much we could get coming up. Brian?
612 right now, Amy, and we're still watching this crash and carry on US 1 northbound. It looks like all the traffic is getting squeezed into that one left lane coming in from the 64 Tryon Road interchange under the Kildare Farm Road Bridge out toward Cary Parkway. Once you get to Cary Parkway, you're in fine shape, but you are going to run into a little bit of a slowdown out there. Not enough to measure on the sensors at this point, so not talking about big delays, but a reminder to slow down and take it easy around those flashing lights. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, all of our major routes are in good shape.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, one person is dead and three others are hurt after this terrible crash in Fayetteville. This happened late last night at the intersection of Cliffdale Road at Rim Road after this red Jeep ran a red light and collided with this black Acura. The driver of that Acura, Janine Smith, died at the hospital. The driver of the Jeep, Nathan Kellen, is in serious condition this morning. Two juveniles that were also riding in that Acura were transported to a local hospital. They are in stable condition this morning. Police say this is an active investigation right now.
Former President Donald Trump says he will be in court again today in New York, even though it is not a requirement for his civil fraud trial. A New York judge has also now implemented a gag order for Trump. That decision was made yesterday after a social media attack on the judge's clerk. It was Trump's second day in court for the $250 million case against him, his companies, and his eldest sons involved. And the former president told reporters he plans to testify in his own defense in this trial. He is on the witness list for both the state and his own legal team. The State Board of Education will talk about a new policy regarding the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights today. The board will discuss the procedure for how a parent would set up a hearing if they believe their school has violated this new law. It includes if a parent has not been notified if their child decides to change the pronoun they use. There will also be a presentation on the new charter school review board. We'll learn more of the results of some academic intervention efforts as well.
There is more drama unfolding on Capitol Hill this morning involving North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says McHenry has ordered her to vacate her Capitol Hill office. WRL's Ken Smith is here with how this could all play out today. Ken.
You know, Renee, this is a story that's getting a lot of attention online, being discussed on social media. Pelosi is supposed to have her things out of that Capitol Hill office by today as we take a live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning. Well, this demand apparently happened just hours after McHenry took over as interim speaker. NBC News confirmed the House Administration Committee sent an email to Pelosi staff ordering the former House Speaker out of the Capitol Hill workspace. The email reportedly indicated that space will be reassigned for speaker use. Pelosi will maintain her regular office in the Cannon Building, but she called the eviction notice a sharp departure from tradition. It's customary for a former speaker to have a Capitol Hill office as well. McHenry represents the 10th District here in North Carolina, which is near the Charlotte area. Now, Pelosi is currently in San Francisco paying her respects to her longtime friend, the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. This is, of course, a developing story. More on today coming up at 7 about this ongoing drama playing out on Capitol Hill. Jeff.
Thanks, Ken. Also this morning, we'll get a first look at a brand new Wake County Emergency Operations Center. This new center will be at the Wake County Office Building. It'll help safety personnel coordinate with local, state, and national officials and keep people updated during an emergency, disaster, or major event. The ribbon cutting for the $1 million project is 9:30 this morning.
A relief fund has now raised more than $500,000 for victims of the Rocky Mount area tornado in July. The EF3 storm damaged more than 100 homes in Nash and Edgecombe counties. The United Way launched the Twin Counties Tornado Relief Fund days after the storm, hoping to raise $500,000. They initially struggled to get donations. They say a WRL story on their efforts helped double donations in one day. and they've now given out nearly $300,000 to help victims recover.
I stepped outside, looked over to the west, and the tornado was already in the field next door. If it hadn't been for United Way, we would have never been able to buy another one. Never, never.
The money is going to home repairs and short-term financial support for victims and is still taking donations. You can find the link to donate alongside the story on WREL.com. The road to recovery is a long one, and every little bit you can give will certainly help those folks. We're thankful for our quiet weather. We're going to have another bright and sunny day today. Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning, tracking our weather and then the temperature tumble.
Right. We have a strong cold front headed this way that drops temperatures this weekend. Nice and quiet out there this morning. This is a live look in Durham. We have had some patchy fog in a few spots. Visibility now reduced again in Rocky Mount down to 3/4 of a mile. We'll keep an eye on these numbers. I'd expect some patchy fog at least through the morning commute. It's mild and comfortable. 50s and 60s out there right now. 60 in Raleigh, 58 in Rocky Mount, where we have a little bit of fog. It's 56 degrees in Southern Pines. Hour by hour today, nice and mild this morning. Very nice this afternoon. At lunchtime, 75 with mostly sunny skies. It's warm again today, 81 degrees for the high temperature. Our normal high this time of year is in the upper 70s, so we're just a little bit above that number. High pressure, the main weather feature, keeping it quiet for now. But here comes the cold front. It arrives Friday into Saturday. Brings the potential for a little bit of rain as well. We bumped up rain chances Friday to 30%, and then a couple of those showers could linger into early Saturday as well. So here's a look at future cast through the day Thursday. I think we'll see more clouds around through the day on Thursday, but it does stay dry. And then Friday morning, likely dry in the morning, but cloudy. As we head to the afternoon around lunchtime, some scattered showers possible, especially in our eastern counties. Some of those showers lingering into the evening. And then a few showers possible early Saturday morning before that dry air really surges in. But not a whole lot of rain with this. Generally less than a tenth of an inch. If you get any rain at all, we could have some higher totals closer to the coast and just offshore. So a little bit of rain as we kick off the weekend. Looking at the tropics now, Tropical Storm Philippe has winds at 45 miles per hour, moving to the northwest at 9 miles per hour. The center could go right over Bermuda and then perhaps into Maine as we get into the second half of the weekend. It's not unusual to have systems in October, but we are on that downward trend. We've reached the peak for our hurricane season, but we still have that potential for tropical systems. We've had several that we all remember by name, a lot of tropical systems that have impacted the United States during the month of October. So we're not done with the tropics yet, and we still have to watch Philippe for impacts on the northeastern part of the coast. We could have some increased rip current risks along our coast over the weekend. Warm and quiet for the next couple of days, and then Friday, a few spotty showers will be possible. Saturday, 73 for the high temperature, partly sunny. Look at Saturday night, 49, and then 66. It's going to be a cool finish to that weekend, Brian. Feeling a lot like fall as we head into Sunday.
Looking forward to that. It is 619 right now, and we're still watching these delays in Cary on US 1 northbound. We have a crash just beyond the Kildare Farm Road Bridge, and it looks like it's blocking all of those right lanes except for the left lane there. That's where all that traffic coming in from Apex is getting through. Backups begin right around the 64 Tryon Road interchange up to the Kildare Farm Road Bridge, adding up to about a 1 minute delay overall coming in from Apex. Just a reminder to move over at least one lane as you head through that area. Good news around the rest of the triangle. We are looking good on our major routes in Wake, Durham, and Orange County. Do want to give you a heads up about a crash on 40 eastbound right in, around the Mebane area coming in from Burlington and Graham and Alamance County. You're going to run into a little bit of a backup out there with a crash reported as well as some overnight construction. By the time you get into the Orange County area right there at the county line, traffic is flowing a little more freely.
Thanks, Brian. Coming up, it's that time of day, and it's this day, National Coffee with a Cop Day. How you can take part and get all your questions answered from your community's police officers.
And you're likely already paying more for streaming service than you were a year ago. After the break, the latest service rumored to be raising its prices again following the Hollywood strikes.
And you're winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Another classic TV show may be making a return.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending on a Wednesday morning, Brian.
No new ideas. Payam Bialik says that her 90s sitcom Blossom may be back for a reboot. She says all the cast and the original creator are on board to get started once the actor's strike ends. Bialik, who is now host of Jeopardy, says the new show would take on more serious issues than the original.
Yeah. Oh, I was a big fan of Blossom. Such a quirky, fun character. That aired from 91 to 95. Blossom's all grown up now. And yes, all the actors are on board, but they still have network problems. You know, a network just expressing interest to get on board. So the actress says, you know, we're going to put it out there. We're going to say it out loud and see if a network eventually picks up the reboot. That would be more serious than the sitcom.
Put it out there, see if they throw it back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? The Girl Scouts will not be selling the popular Raspberry Rally cookies this year. Yes, I'm sorry to report this. They were an online exclusive last year. They sold out very quickly, and that led to a boom of reselling on eBay. And we checked eBay, and there's still some available for more than $20 or more a box.
Or more, yeah. The prices were higher, too. It's why we can't have nice things, you know? They just go on that secondary market. They jack up the price. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to get the Raspberry Rally anymore. By the way, the price officially goes up $6 per box this year.
Inflation.
Yes.
But that's going to the Girl Scouts, the resale ones. You know, that might sound
going
yeah, to the
Girl Scouts. Oh, yeah, that takes it out of their pocket, essentially.
Exactly.
All right, Brian, thank you. Top price you will pay for Netflix, that could be going higher. The Wall Street Journal is reporting fees will likely increase after the actor's strike ends. It is unclear when or how much it'll cost. Netflix says it is already making more now that it's cracked down on password sharing and eliminated its basic plan. Customers can now stream with ads or pay up to $20 a month.
A quick reminder for today, your smartphones and devices will go off with an alert as part of a government test at 2:20 this afternoon. It's part of the National Emergency Alert System. You should also receive a message saying it is only a test.
Expect to see less driving and more walking as families are walking their students to school today or biking. Just ahead, I'll explain the big initiative to provide safer routes for students.
And the weather will be nice for those bikes or rides or walking to school this morning. It's going to be warm this afternoon and tomorrow, but then cooler temperatures on the way and a little bit of rain. I'll have the timeline for the front coming up.
And we're following breaking news out of Baltimore, where five people are hurt after shooting at Morgan State University. The message the university's president has for students and their families after the violence.